getting back into the swing of things and shaking off the gross tonnage of food consumed during the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm doing better. My next guest, Dr. Tom Borelli here. Tom, welcome to the program. Hope you had a great holiday.
Hey, Steve, I certainly did. Hope you and Ivy did as well.
Yeah. And how's your wife, Deneen? How's she doing?
She's doing great. We're both a little comfortably numb after the holiday, but we'll kick into gear.
Fair enough. So they get right back into the impeachment noise today. And I don't understand it, because if you look at the polling from the swing states like the state of Michigan, where I live and you did once, the impeachment idea not selling well out here in Forgotten America. It's just not. It's not selling well here or Ohio or Pennsylvania or North Carolina or a host of other places. In fact, independents now, according to the brand new Reuters polling, independents are opposed to impeachment altogether by double digits. And yet the Democrats just plow forward. It's incredible to me.
Well, see, certainly they're doubling down on stupid because, you know, history shows that impeaching a president is really unpopular with, you know, the electorate. But even with President Trump, the tremendous job he's been doing for the economy, which means for the people, this makes absolutely no sense. The Democrats are clearly desperate. Maybe they thought they had something bigger when this so-called whistleblower informed the inspector general about his concerns or her concerns, but it's certainly, they got way over their skis. It's not working. Now they're kind of stuck, because if they plow through, they're going to alienate those great states in the Midwest, and if they pull back, they're going to alienate the radicals in their party that they've been feeding ever since Trump has been elected on impeachment.
Yeah, I've been looking at some other interesting numbers here. In fact, Liz Peek has a great column today on this, and she's a regular contributor to this program as well, but on FoxNews.com, a great column about the thinning of the support for Democrats from African Americans. And I point this out because the black voters in America tend to be a little bit more conservative than Democrats as a whole. For example, one-third of black voters are opposed to abortion altogether, compared to 3% of Democrats overall. So this is a big deal. And the Democrats know if their support, which usually tends to be about 90% or better among African Americans, begins to soften at all, that can be the end of it. That can be the end of it. Wouldn't matter what else happens, because without that support, Democrats won't win.
Absolutely right, Steve. It's game over if, you know, a number of blacks shift to President Trump, which the polling does suggest. I know Rasmussen Reports has had a tracking poll going, and I think it's up to like 34% black approval for President Trump, which makes perfect sense. And I don't have, beyond the polling data, I also have, you know, anecdotal evidence. You know, my wife, Deneen Borelli, who's black, she's been reaching out to the black community, talking about conservative values for about 15 years. Back then, 15 years ago, it was lonely. Today, it is not lonely. Deneen participated in the Black Voices for Trump launch in Atlanta, and it was a crowd full of smiling black faces, just excited to meet the president. There was a lot of energy. And I think this also is going to really make the Democrats panic, because, to your point, they can't win without a 90% support for Democrats from the black vote.
Exactly. And as you know, if it were true that there was 34% support in the black community, that would be the end of the Democrats forever. I mean, that would be it. If black America rejects the far left ideas of abortion on demand up to the moment of birth, because that's one issue that seems to be overlooked, but I told people early on, I wrote about it early on, that is the kind of issue that people look at that and go, I can support a lot of things, but I cannot support a candidate that thinks it's okay to abort a child up to the moment of birth. And I don't know if you heard it over the weekend, but during the Michigan-Ohio State game, one of the commentators talked about J.K. Dobbins and the fact that his mother had considered an abortion and didn't do it because she was pregnant and alone at 18, and she calls him her miracle child. He ran for over 200 yards. He had 3 or 4 touchdowns. And I saw that on national television, and I found it enlightening, to say the least.
Oh, it was absolutely enlightening. Both Deneen and I watched the game, and I was really surprised when the announcer, you know, spoke the truth, so to speak. I'm sure he's getting some backlash now. But no, it's an important point. There's always been a huge disconnect with the values of Black Americans and Democrats. But I think you have to it all goes back to President Trump. He's the grand disruptor. People are now paying attention to politics like never before. I think Black voters are now starting to pay attention and are now going to be comparing their values with the candidates. And that is a precious decision-making process, and it's very exciting to see. Because this would be good for the Black community. This would be good for America to stop the monopoly with whatever the Democrats do, you vote for them just reflexively. And I think there's this grand awakening, and we're starting to see it. And again, the Democrats are going to be in a sheer panic. They're just going to ignore it at first, but then they're going to be, you know, it's going to be race card everything these days.
Yeah, I think that there's a shift coming. And right now I'm going to go with Moody's Analytics, Dr. Tom Borelli here. And the reason I'm going to go with that is they've never been wrong until 2016 because they didn't take into account Donald Trump's ability to overcome any obstacle. But they've always been right when it comes to the economy. And right now they say that if the election were today, Donald Trump would win 350 or more electoral votes. Actually, they're saying that for 2020. I don't see how they're wrong. He may not be popular, but you don't have to be in love with him to like the policies.
No, that's a great point, Steve. I've worked in corporate America for many years. And, you know, sometimes a CEO, your manager, your director, you didn't really like the individual, but they did a good job, so you respected them. Because at the bottom line, you knew it was really beyond personality. It was about results. And President Trump is all about results. He's delivered on a vast amount of his promises to the American people. And unlike any other politician, they've never done that before.
Here's the question, Tom. What did Democrats, what were they telling their constituents over the Thanksgiving break? And what are they telling their constituents about the lost year 2019? What did they do? What did they accomplish? The Democrats who took charge of the House and Nancy Pelosi is the speaker. What did they get done for it?
They got done absolutely nothing. And remember, in the 2018 midterm election, the candidates running as moderates in those swing kind of districts, those Democrats were running away from Nancy Pelosi because she was considered too politically toxic in those moderate areas in the country. Now, Pelosi is, quote-unquote, a moderate compared to some of the other characters they have running around, like Representative Ocasio-Cortez. So, look, the American people basically were lied to. And the American people are not stupid. They're not going to fall for it again in 2020.
Yeah. We're going to see what happens in 2020. But I'm going to tell you right now, the biggest ticket in town, biggest since Willy Wonka, is the ability to get a permission slip from Nancy Pelosi to vote no on impeachment. And I've already been reading about a member of Congress from Minnesota says he won't vote to support impeachment this part, a Democrat, and not one of the two that voted no to begin with. So we start today as they circulate a report. And then, of course, Wednesday with Gerald Nadler. And then Monday, a week from today, the IG report. Tom, it's a big week ahead. Thank you for being here and setting it up for us.
Anytime, Steve. A great week.
There you have it. Dr. Tom Borelli, contributor with America's Voice News, TV commentator, all-around good guy. We just like him. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As a leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, Natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.